The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
You want to know why President Trump has hostility towards the media? The New York Times is probably the most important newspaper in the country. New York Times people would probably object to my saying probably. The Gray Lady. They've just hired a tech writer for their editorial board. She's 30 years old. Her name is Sarah Jeong, J-E-O-N-G. She's originally from South Korea. And she tweeted in 2014, 2015... the following tweets, and this is not an inclusive, this is just some of them. Dumb, blank, effing white people marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs blanking on fire hydrants. Quote, oh man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get from being cruel to old white men. Close quote. She had a series of anti-police tweets, including F the police many, many times. She even said, F white women, LOL. Kill more men in 2014, she tweeted. If only bad men were killed, that would still include all men, she said. Simone Sanders is a CNN pundit, and she said she's not racist, nor is she even a bigot, and she explains why.
No, I don't think Sarah's tweets are racist. Look, first of all, I think that it's important to note that these tweets were dug up by a right-wing, it was a right-wingers, people that identify with the white supremacist ideology, and they were taken out of context. Now, that being said, I subscribe to the notion that I don't tweet, write, or email anything that I don't want splashed across the pages of the New York Times.
Does it matter who dug them up?
I think it matters that it's selective. That's what I'm saying. And so some of the tweets are taken out of context. I think in Sarah's explanation, she noted that some of it was counter-trolling. Would I have written anything like that? Absolutely not. But it's not racist for this reason. Racism, being racist, is not just prejudice. It's prejudice plus power.
What?
Hold up.
Being racist is prejudice plus power. Political power? Financial power? What are you talking about? Korean Americans per capita earn more money than white Americans do. So does that mean that blacks could not be racist before President Obama became president? But from 2009 to January of 2017, blacks could be racist because there was power, at least there was a black man in office? And now that Obama is no longer in office, blacks can now no longer be racist because blacks no longer have power, right? Is that the way it works?
Racism, being racist, is not just prejudice. It's prejudice plus power. So one could argue that some of her tweets, even within context, note that she has a prejudice perhaps against white men. But that, in fact, does not make her racist. I don't think she's a racist. I absolutely think we're conflating two conversations.
Does it make her a bigot?
No, I don't think it makes her a bigot either.
She's not even a bigot. She's not even a bigot. In fact, she's not even peeved.
I think you have to look at the tweets within the context. Could she be prejudiced? Could she have some not just implicit but negative bias towards white men in America due to perhaps what she's experienced throughout her life? Probably, absolutely. Does that mean though that she is in fact racist? No, because race is prejudice plus power.
Let me ask you a real simple question. Suppose a cop tweeted this. no matter the race, no matter the sex, how long would he or she have his or her job? Taken out of context, cops are a-holes. How do you take that out of context? Probably, what, do they cut it off? Cops are a-holes, except on Sundays? What? Here's one from 2016. Quote, if we're talking big sweeping bans on blank that kills people, why don't we ever, ever, ever talk about banning the police? End of quote. Taken out of context? I'm honestly miserable thinking about what to tell a target of violence. Cops suck, and cops get suckier the more marginalized you are. November 2015. Taken out of context? Well, she might have had a bad experience, and therefore that justifies what she says. F the police, September 30, 2015. F the police, August 11th, 2015. F the police, December 4, 2017. That's just a few months ago. But these were, of course, taken out of context because, you see, only somebody who is prejudiced with power can truly be racist, according to this pundit, Simone Sanders on CNN. Have you ever heard anything more absurd? Prejudice plus power. Unbelievable. That brings us to what happened to Candace Owens and Charlie Clerk of Turning Point USA. They were eating in Philadelphia, a restaurant. And then a bunch of Antifa people, reportedly Antifa people, shouted some very kind things towards them. I guess they can't be racist because these are people who are prejudiced, but they don't have power. That's Candace yelling, we love the police, we love America, we love the USA.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
This is why we love the police. You guys are not, you guys are the right people, we are. This is why we're going, you guys are the right people.
And it's Trump who's dividing America, right?
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.